Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Krista forgot we were doing a goddamn radio show.
I was right on time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Coming up, we got John's Drink of the Week. We've got some great music coming up from Cool Nuts. And we're going to go ahead and kick things off with Raven's Rant and Bad Man right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Time to unwind. They say I might
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Raven's Rant with Bad Man. Are you still playing poker, John?
No, I'm not.
So we were driving here today, and we passed by one of those cars that has, you know, like all the bumper stickers on the back and stuff. This car had two different college things on the window. This girl was like 18, 19. She didn't go to college. At least not graduate from two colleges for sure. Bumper stickers all the way back. And I saw the like the hippie ones, you know, about like the I love my co-op and I love my dog and all those ones. And John saw one. What did that one say, John?
It said, when it rains, my car gets so dirty, it makes its own gravy.
And we were confused. But it made John think he should go into
I'm in the wrong business. I should be making bumper stickers.
You could just make up stupid bumper stickers if people will buy that.
Yeah. They don't even make sense, apparently. You can just put whatever you want in a bumper sticker. People will buy it.
This chair looks so funny. It smells like steak.
I got no idea what the hell that first one meant.
It was a
white car. I
don't
know what the hell yours meant either.
You weren't supposed to know it.
Exactly.
I was like, maybe the car is supposed to represent mashed potatoes. And so then the dirty part is the gravy.
Well,
because it was a white car.
The only thing I can
assume
is...
That'd be a bad...
That seems like a niche market.
Yeah, if you're...
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
People that I'm going to make bumper stickers, but only for people that buy bumper stickers, which is already limited. And then only people with white cars. And then only people with white cars and never wash them.
That's like... That think that they're mashed potatoes.
Yeah, so we found the one person that they made that bumper sticker for.
He hit his market, just bam.
Well, out of the four of us in this room, we all have cars, and none of us have bumper stickers on them.
I used to have a whole bunch.
I was gonna say I used to have bumper stickers on my old Rabbit.
But yeah, that's a Rabbit. It's supposed to have bumper stickers on it.
And it was like radio stations that I worked at, so it was like. I was out promoting stuff that I was doing. I wasn't.
Mine was on my Jeep, and it said like "suck my nuts" on it, or whatever it said.
Whatever it said, it was so good you can't remember.
Oh, it said powered by these nuts, and it had Kelvin grabbing his nuts and flipping you off, instead of powered by Honda or gasoline
Jeep. Or Jeep. Yeah. Speaking of the
engine that I bought with this vehicle.
Actually, you saying that cracks me up because last week, this being the first weekend of the month. Last week was the end of the month. That's how that works.
Good call.
Typically.
Yeah.
So I'm at work and I get a phone call. One of my coworkers is like, "You've got a call from Lincoln Jeep Mercury." I don't own any of those three cars. I'm like, "They ain't looking for me." And the guy, my coworker's like, "Well, they asked for Mr. Curtis." And I said, "Then they definitely aren't looking for me." But
my dad don't work here.
Exactly. So they patched the call through to me. And the call comes up, and this guy's like, "Hey, this is Ennis from Lincoln Jeep Mercury."
No way.
And I was like, "Ennis is a friend of ours from way back." And I went, "Ennis, will you stop freaking calling me?" And he's like, "What?" I go, "This is Jason Curtis." And he's like, "Oh, shit, I didn't know that was your card." I'd run into him at a bar like 2 months ago, and I gave him one of my business cards, and it was the end of the month. He was trying to make sales. He was just calling anybody whose card he had in his pocket.
At least you know he didn't toss your card away. He kept it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'd known the guy for 9 years, and he didn't know who the hell I was.
That's how bad the car business is right now. You just like reach in your pocket and like random phone numbers. Don't even care to read them, actually, because I think if he would have like read Jason Curtis, he would have.
He called and asked for me.
That's very
true.
He
was probably rifling through a bunch of other cards at the same time.
And he had called and left me a voicemail on my cell phone. And I say on my cell phone, "This is Jason Curtis." He had called and left me a voicemail on my cell phone also.
I don't know how the bumper stickers on my car got you in that story. But my window did get broken out of my Jeep. So there's probably some of those stickers are probably the reason why.
You think?
Yeah, because they saw that sticker and they were like, obviously a D-bag.
Well, they didn't steal anything.
He doesn't need this window.
This was back when I used to buy an outfit every single day at the Bon Marché and just throw it on my... So, like...
True D-bag.
So, like, the back of my Jeep was full of designer clothes. There was a mini disc player back there. There was an Xbox.
See? And, that guy was right on, wasn't he?
And they didn't steal anything. They just broke the window and left. So, I guess thank you.
They were like, I spit on your new clothes.
That's good because I have a car. That means I usually wash my clothes.
Yeah, except you didn't. That's why you had so many. That's you just buy you new ones.
Yeah, you buy new clothes instead of doing laundry.
Well, I also didn't wear dirty ones. Bought new ones.
But then, if you're not going to wash them, why keep them?
Show me a place I can rent some clothes.
The tux shop.
Yeah, because you wear a tux every day.
I'm not an avatar.
Tux and tails every day for Johnny. Suit up!
Plus, they'd be so comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. John's our Barney Stinson.
At least when he goes and buys new clothes, you can figure a couple people wore them, but not 100 people.
I wonder who went commando in these pants.
It probably would have been easier just to take all the clothes to...
The Goodwill?
No, just take them somewhere and have them laundered and then give them back.
That'd be a laundromat.
No.
There are places like that,
No,
John.
I'm not talking about me doing the laundry. I'm talking about taking it somewhere.
Yeah, laundromats, and saying, a lot of them they charge you by the pound for how much your clothes weigh.
That's true. If you can take them to a laundromat. If they have an attendant, they will actually, yeah, they'll charge you by the pound.
I would have needed somebody to meet me at my Jeep somewhere. Wherever.
You're too lazy to even take the clothes out of the Jeep and take them into the person to wash them.
Well, obviously, I just bought new ones and changed
into
them.
You walk into the laundromat, you're like, I am far too lazy to bring you the clothes. I need you to come out here, fetch these clothes, and wash them for me.
I was barely able to get my ass out of my car and come in and talk to you.
I don't know.
I just rolled in.
I don't know if you guys are really comprehending in your minds
how much
clothes were in the back of this thing.
I saw that thing, John. I rode in it before. I drove it.
And
I've
been in your bedroom,
there.
And I think half those clothes are still in your room.
Another garbage bag's my closet, probably. Which I guess is my room, but my closet is not my room. So, no.
And you're still going out and buying new clothes.
Well,
not like that. Not on unemployment.
Yeah. Not the bus. This was a while back.
Not at the Bon Marché.
Not at the Bon Marché.
Yeah. You're hitting Target now instead of the Bon Marché.
Yeah.
But not nearly as often.
The Target discount rack. They got like three sleeves and shit. You just fold one in.
You're not talking Ross. You're talking Target.
John's shopping at the outlet mall.
If you buy a pair of pants at Ross, one of the legs is going to be longer than the other.
I thought that was just me.
No.
That always irritates the shit out of me when I buy a pair of pants. And
if
one
you
leg.
Buy a pair of pants for $8, you're going to have to do a little tailoring.
You ever been in there to look at the shoes?
There's only one ever.
That's because they're not in boxes and they're not, like, the laces aren't tied together. They're just like random shoes.
There's another just pair everywhere. Of these around here somewhere.
But I think I've seen what happens is because, like, little kids go in there and just start grabbing shoes and just start throwing them. And then
what the hell do you shop?
At Ross.
Yeah,
that's
Ross.
Where,
that's
the kind of kids that hang out at Ross. The kind that get punched in the nose at the movies and stuff.
I guess I have seen that at, like, yeah, I guess it was a Ross. Where
I was in there. It looked like a cartoon. There was...
There was like the Baby's aisle. Kids cartoon.
There was aisles, Baby's and there was just shoes flying up in the air. It looked like someone was like seriously just like, if you close your eyes and picture someone like digging through some shit, you know, just like shit flying up in the air. That's what it looked like.
Like the Tasmanian devil just hauling ass through down the aisles?
Yes. Yes.
There are a few places you can go where you can guarantee that there are going to be some little kids causing trouble. You go to Ross. You go to Winco. You go to Walmart. There's going to be some kids running around messing some shit up.
What do all those places have in common?
Cheap. We can afford to shop
I
there.
Prefer inexpensive. And actually, apparently at the passport office, kids are unruly also.
Kids are unruly, but...
Yeah, but most of the time I'm sitting there, if somebody's kids are being... They're being kids. And most of the time, I'm like, just let them be kids. It's not that big a deal. But yeah, at those three places, and then at the passport office, I just want to punch these kids in the throat.
You know, kids are little obnoxious
bastards.
That's
right, everyone. None of us have kids.
Look, you know that all kids are little obnoxious bastards because when there's kids being good, what happens? Everybody
tell you, oh, your kids are so good.
Yeah, everybody says, oh, your kids are so good.
Just because they're not being bad.
Yeah, because it's amazing. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Like when someone has to point out that the shit ain't going bad. That's like I saw a sign the other day, and this kind of worried me because I was on a freeway, and it was a permanent sign stuck in the ground, and it said congestion ahead. And I was like, man, if there's a permanent ass sign warning me that there's traffic, like I don't know if I want to be going for it anymore. Take the exit.
We went to Jason's house, and there's signs everywhere saying salmon crossing
on the road. Fish crossing across the road.
You guys keep talking about these signs.
We showed you a picture.
I drove past three of them to get to your house today. I ain't never seen no fish.
They're blue signs with white writing, and they say fish crossing. And there's a picture of a stream and a fish. Now,
They are on this road. They're on this road right here.
Go outside. Walk to the end of your driveway. That half mile.
I ain't never seen no fish jumping across the road.
I haven't either, but I saw some signs telling me they're about to. Yeah,
they're all over. One was on the top of a hill. It ain't no sense. 17. I was talking to 17 the other day, and she said that she got pulled over recently. And she got pulled over for like a failure to turn signal, and she threw a cigarette out the window. And the cop came up and
told
her.
When she got pulled over?
No, like that's like all this happened like when the cop was watching her.
I was gonna say that's some ballsy shit to just flick your. Flick
that's
your
like
head,
a
right?
Fuck you.
hit him in the chest with it. A fucking blinker ticket, pink, right up his chest. You pulled me over for a blinker.
I'm gonna give you something to write me a ticket about, you whiny little bitch.
And so this is what the cop told her. The cop walked up and said, "You're lucky that the guy behind you." That I guess he said she cut him off because she didn't use a blinker or whatever. You're lucky the guy behind you wasn't mad. He could have pulled out a gun and shot you. That's what the cop told her.
Where the hell did she get pulled over, Fallujah?
I would like to think that he couldn't do that. Like, the cop right behind.
Yeah, the cop made it sound like if you don't use your blinker, people are going to shoot you in the face. And
remind me never to cut that cop off. If that's the first thing he thinks of, I'm going to shoot somebody.
So he goes, "Do you know how much that ticket is for throwing your cigarette out?" And she was like, "No." And he goes, $1,040.
He was like, the same price as a pack of cigarettes.
I've made grown men cry giving them this ticket. And I was thinking in my mind, oh, you must make women cry by telling them if they cut somebody off, they're going to get shot in the face. What kind of asshole cop is that? Like, I want to see that dash cam. You know what I mean?
He enjoys making grown men cry and telling women they're going to get shot for cutting people off.
Yes.
Like, he is a douchebag.
I think I've told people that before, but I'm not a cop.
Yeah, but when you yell it through your windshield at them, it makes it a different kind of story.
When you've got your head stuck out your window and you're screaming at them, "I'm going to shoot you because you cut me off." It's completely different than a cop warning somebody that might happen.
No, he just said, like, if that guy's having a bad day, he might shoot you in the face.
What kind of bad days has this cop had?
I don't know. Obviously some nasty ones. Bus 17, glad you're still alive. You didn't get shot in the face. Start using your blinker.
Speaking of cars, I wanted to ask you, because I saw your tweet a couple weeks ago, and apparently you had some good news about your car.
Yeah, Twitter doesn't let you retract shit.
Oh, so the shit ain't right?
It ain't 100% correct no more, yeah.
Okay. So your car's not well.
No, it's a. It's got the flu.
We drove my car today.
It says, like, Chris's boyfriend works at an auto place, and so he sells a lot of parts to people, like mechanics.
Yeah.
And so he was talking to these mechanics, and they said, "Well, check this." And he checked it, and it worked. I guess one of my relays that runs my climate control is also the same exact relay that runs my entire vehicle. Just in different...
That's great planning to have one relay that runs everything.
They're just in different parts, you know? So it's like, it's two separate relays, but they're identical. And so he swapped those two, and it ran. But then it told me, like, my suspension was failing. Did you guys hear that? My suspension was failing?
Yeah, I heard that. That means you got a bad strut.
No, that's some weird shit for your car to say. Like, your suspension don't work no more. Like, really, my suspension?
Get your fat ass out.
The one warning that really kind of worried me, it said, it says, stop safely, brake failure. And I was like,
let's file that under things that would have been good to know before the brakes failed.
And so there was like 9 of these warnings up in a like transmission failure, engine failure, stop safely because your brakes don't work. there was a whole bunch of those. And
just jump.
Did it have a countdown or anything along with that brake one?
My check engine light flashed 7 times. Which there's like you can look at the user manual, it tells you.
Yeah.
Like your code will do that. Like it'll blink like hopefully not 3 fast and 3 slow. But
yeah, because that's pretty quick to on the way to SOS.
Yes. Emergency, your shit is failing. But it'll tell you like what that means. I didn't look it up.
Yeah, I never went through the trouble
just
either.
Just because it's depressing, you didn't want to know.
Well, I already knew that the only thing that worked on my car was a door handle. I already knew that, so
because my Subaru does that all the time too, or it used to. I don't drive it anymore. I let my wife drive it. But the check engine light would come on, and then it'd just flash a bunch of times while you're driving down the road, and then it'd stop.
My semi,
the car, or the check engine light?
The check engine light.
When I was driving semi trucks, the a semi truck engine is really, really expensive.
No way.
And we know what company you worked for, so.
And they just shut the hell down. Like I was on the freeway one time. And I looked down, there's a blinking light. It said shut down. So it said shut down, shut down, shut down. It gave me like 5 warnings. And then it was just off.
Then it was shut down.
Yeah, it just shuts the truck down. It don't care. There's no stop safely. You're nothing's going to work in a minute. None of that. It's just, and here you are rolling down the freeway.
As long as you got it in neutral before it cut.
Yeah, it was a... That was bad. I had to put 12 gallons of water in my radiator when that happened. The radiator holds about 12.3 gallons.
I was going to say,
how many gallons does a truck hold?
I found that out because I had to walk with gallon jugs of milk jugs about a mile to the rest area, fill them up, walk back, do the math 6 times. I was fucking pissed.
We all know Johnny don't like to walk, so 6 trips to get water.
Not gallons, doesn't carrying make a, gallons.
He won't even make one trip to get his laundry done.
That does not make a happy Johnny.
Look, I'm a grown-ass adult. Okay, I can get my laundry done now. I do my laundry.
You were a grown-ass adult then, John.
I was a grown-ass adult. I was a kid living in a grown-ass adult body.
Well, technically, you still are.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to get back into the music. We've got Seven's Revenge right here with Statues on the Family Meeting.
Statues will fall. I want you to feel.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Seven's Revenge with Statues.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
I think some of you might care about this news today.
And now more random crap.
She was going to play it over just so that I wouldn't.
The intro is so nice, you got to hear it twice.
It's not really that nice.
Chase is a rapper.
Wiggity, 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 wag.
There's been a study done that finds that men who cheat on their wives are more likely to die of a heart attack.
Or a gunshot wound.
There is a condition called sudden coital death. It's actually based on the truth.
Oh, I hope so.
If it's a medical fact.
This is a medical fact based on real events.
This might have happened at some point.
They find that men who are having relations with women that are younger than them often have cardiac arrest in the middle of the act. Also, they are under a lot of stress trying to keep all their secrets and stuff. So they will get theirs in the end, ladies.
Yeah, so don't worry about us. We're getting punished.
Well, I'm not saying that's what you should get.
Okay.
But just so you know, all you guys out there, if you cheat, you're going to have a heart attack. I sound like that cop.
I was going to say, what are you, that cop that pulled over 17?
Hey, there's repercussions for everything.
If you have sex with her, you're going to have a heart attack.
We don't have too many stories this week because I don't want to do the
work.
Ones that are... No, I scour the internet every week. But most of the stories are just sad. So we just skip those. For John, because John hates sad news.
Can you hear me eating this cookie?
I can now.
Well, cookies make me happy, happy, happy.
If
you guys don't watch Duck Dynasty, then you won't understand that. But
if you have a good sense of humor and you've seen Duck Dynasty, you will.
Duck Dynasty makes me happy, happy, happy.
You are so easily amused. And I'm laughing at you, so what's that say about me?
You're amused by something that amuses John that you haven't even seen yet.
I know exactly the guy he's talking about because we watched The Soup. So I've seen clips of it on The Soup. And
I do that shit in my house by myself with nobody around. I
don't
want to
hear about that.
It makes me happy, happy, happy.
I don't want to hear about what makes you happy, happy, happy in your house all by yourself when nobody's alone.
Chris said all the guys on Duck Dynasty are trying to look like Dad.
Dad's a trendsetter.
The other day I told him he had a mullet. He was pissed. It was a week ago we were going kayaking.
Told you to F off and put the T-tops back in the Camaro.
He said his head wasn't going to get burnt because he has hair up there. I said, you better comb your mullet forward. He didn't enjoy that comment.
So the Olympics might have a new event this year. It might draw in some more viewers. Who knows? But they're thinking about putting pole dancing in the Olympics now. The women are still in bikinis because they say they need all that exposed skin to grab the pole. Can you all hear our producer laughing in the background?
If you expose the skin, the pole will come.
If you expose the skin, you will win.
There is a quote here in this article that says, it can be extremely challenging. It's Olympic level difficulty depending on what you're looking for, what style is.
So, who knew that all those chicks in the strip clubs were Olympic caliber athletes?
If I could see one of them bitches do a double sow cow off the top of one of those poles, then I say let them in.
Imagine this. A man named Tim is the president of the International Pole Sport Federation.
Well, you knew it was a guy because no girl's thinking, this needs to be an Olympic sport.
And he's spearheading the push to make pole dancing an Olympic sport.
He needs to watch Chris Rock's comedy special where he tells you that your only job is to keep her off the pole.
You guys right now are being part of the problem because the biggest challenge is going to be the stereotyping that they have to deal with.
Who dances on poles? The strippers.
That is the next sentence in his quote. Quite frankly, everyone thinks pole fitness and pole sport and everything came out of strip clubs, but it started long before then. They're trying to take
orgies.
They're trying to take the eroticism out of the moves and also take off the high heels. They're going to frame this as though these are athletes that you're watching.
Sounds like he's trying to change pole dancing.
It sounds like he wants to watch pole dancing in public is what it sounds like to me.
They've been fighting for like 15 years to get golf at the Olympics, and they're just going to snap pole dancing in there?
Because that's a real sport.
My question is it a winter sport or a summer sport? Because it's something you
it's
do.
It's got to be summer. They're in bikinis.
Yeah, but you do it indoors. That could be a summer and a winter sport.
There is an annual international pole convention where men and women come to train with the best. They are looking
for... My
brain
went somewhere completely different.
The convention organizer says there needs to be more public awareness before it can go global at the Olympics.
I know where there's one pole fitness place, and it is about a block from a strip
Boxes?
Club. No, it's a straight up pole. It says pole fitness outside.
Oh, it's not. I thought you were going to go with an actual strip club.
For the last 10 years or so, they've been having these pole dancing classes. It's all about pole dancing for fitness. Gyms have it. There's special places that only have it.
I would say you probably have to be fit to do it.
If you're in a strip club. I know that.
I'm not seeing some old bitches that could do it, but fitness, it's not fitness.
Pole athletes are excited to celebrate it, but some people say the world might not be ready just yet.
Pole athletes. keep your baby off the pole. She's doing it because she wants to be an Olympian. No, Daddy, I'm not a stripper. I want to be an Olympian.
Oh,
I'm going to hit you in the face with a pole.
So they're trying, but who knows what's going to happen. We've got some time before the Olympics to figure
it
out.
I say it's not going to go through.
I would certainly hope so, because there's a lot of other sports that have been trying to get in. I'd almost put billiards in there before I'd put pole dancing.
I think pole dancing might be a little more athletic than billiards.
I don't know. I sweat like a pig when I'm shooting.
Are you sweating right now in that chair?
Don't you laugh at me. Don't you laugh at me, mister. I got to carry a towel because my hands are wringing wet.
I don't think that's ever happened.
No, you wipe your forehead, though, with a towel.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you got to carry a towel around because your forehead's sweating.
But what I've realized in the last couple weeks, because I haven't been drinking that much because I was sick there for a long time.
Is it there's health benefits to not drinking? Imagine all those people are right.
Goddamn doctors.
A lot of me getting hot and sweaty was because I was so drunk.
Amazing the revelations that come when you're drinking tea instead of tequila.
The heat, the liquor.
So what that tells me is that you haven't been sober long enough to realize in the last 10 years.
That drinking makes you hot.
That drinking makes you hot and sweaty.
Pretty much. I mean, definitely.
Are you all glad you were here to hear this moment?
I think we just had an intervention with John, and it clicked.
No, I mean, definitely, like, playing pool, yes. I mean, you're in a bar. Like, I don't...
And now it's time for what should be an intervention. John's drink of the week.
I don't go to bars. I don't go to bars not to drink. That's why I started. I didn't start playing pool and then start drinking. I started going to bars to get drinks, just drinking, and started playing pool. See where it went. It's like, I didn't go to the strip club to watch pole athletes.
It just happened on accident.
I went to the strip club to watch bitches get naked, and they just happened to be dancing on poles.
You didn't realize they were watching future Olympians.
I would bet you that that's how most pole athletes started too. They didn't go there looking for the Olympic gold, but they're trying for it now.
Yeah.
A golden shower.
When I go to the strip club to look for talent, I ain't looking for pole athletes. I don't want to be your agent, is what I'm saying.
Well, you're clearly not their advertiser. But we don't have any more news. That's enough news for today.
All right. Let's go ahead and get back into the music. We've got Cool Nuts featuring Potluck with The Good Life right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I would say I'm all good. Living way better than a fat nigga. nigga should. Seen a lot of shit since I moved about the hood and got way more girls than I ever thought I could. Damn, you put a mic in my hand and I can roll through any city like your average man. I rhyme about the good life, reside in the burbs. You listen to my music, memorizing the words. Potluck party hard and can light up a room. Type out the box thinking, put a man on the moon. You're just the West Coast, you're missing the best. Remember Quick is the name, I had the shit on cassette. Every step that I take, the scene always stay active. Rewind the lyrics, did he really say that shit? Like Cat Williams, I need more haters. My life is empty bottles and zigzag papers.
The good life, the life of a pop star. The life of the party, who can buy out the bar? The good life, the life that I have. The life of a rapper shouldn't be so rad. The good life, cause I don't really care, and everywhere that's cracking, I've probably been there. The good life, the good life.
I'm a hip-hop lover, that's rare where I come from. I'm the master of the kick and the snare drum. Rapping is my job, man, I love my life. Too many fine girls who do it just right. I lived a good life, no one can take it from me. Every day is fun like it's Super Bowl Sunday. Frequent flyer all across the United States. 40 shows in 40 days and I'm feeling great. Tour bus living, wake up when I feel like it. Potluck is headlining and I'm so excited. I got a studio in my own house now. Haters used to clown, but now they bow down. I won, I don't ever have to call in sick. It's me and one ton handling the business shit. Stay fly and focused, it's why I succeed. And now I'm even rapping on a DJ Quick beat. Yeah.
The good life, the life of a pop star. The life of the party, who can buy out the bar? The good life, the life that I have. The life of a rapper shouldn't be so rad. The good life, cause I don't really care, and everywhere that's cracking, I've probably been there. The good life, the good life, the good life.
Copping a brick with my mind on a milli. I was searching for a hit, trying to check dope silly. Really on some rap shit, make a couple moves now. Made a little bread so I can show you what it do now. Real nigga, but really on some Euro shit. Talking big numbers, trying to make my thousand plural shit. Like Diddy do, slid on my shiny suit. Quick did the track, so it's feeling so pyro. Feeling real Portland, till I hit bomb. Then the movement is mean, my niggas really mobbing. Been on the turf, I seen them hungry nights. This is the good life, cause niggas got the bread right. I'm talking jet planes all in the skies be. Flying with the millionaires, motherfuckers love me. That's hella arrogant, talking mega ugly. I'm getting rap money and the bankroll's husky.
The good life, the life of a pop star. The life of the party, who can buy out the bar? The good life, the life that I have. The life of a rapper shouldn't be so rad. The good life, cause I don't really care, and everywhere that's cracking, I've probably been there. The good life, the good life, the good life.
We just need to start running tape the entire time.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week.
That was your
That's
cue.
That's your cue, John. Go ahead and talk.
Okay, we're gonna backsell the song because we didn't tell you what the song was, just in case anybody cares. That was Cool Nuts and The Good Life. Now, John's Drink of the Week.
No. 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 Shutting it down.
Play it again, Becca.
Play his intro again.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the
now
Week.
Are you happy?
He's happy.
Oh, if some of that hits the air, I'm not going to be happy. tell you one thing. One of the worst things about being in radio is you got this microphone in front of you, and when you're off the air, your mind thinks you're off the air. You start talking to people like people talk to people. Don't look at me like you don't talk to people like people talk to people that you don't want everybody in the whole world to hear.
I can honestly say 90% of what comes out of your mouth, I've never had that conversation with anybody else.
So you're saying you don't do that? Don't happen to you where you're like...
Oh, I get caught saying shit I shouldn't be saying all the time.
Okay.
Just saying I don't blast it out there for everybody to.
I'm just saying,
not trying to blast it out there. I'm afraid it might happen.
I'm saying most of the shit I say, like I do, I put it out there. But there's still some things
That's right, people. He censors himself for you.
Yes.
He has an edit button.
There's some
this is the edited John. This is John. This is the G-rated John that you guys are getting. You should hear the crap that comes out of his mouth when there's not a microphone in front of him.
Most of the things I say you guys hear, but there's still some things that I
and those
want
things
to keep
make
to.
My ears bleed.
What
I
the hell
to
were
hear
we?
Them all anyway.
Drink of the week. Here we go. The drink this week you will need to order this in a bar. And
you're not making this one at home?
I don't think so. If you can make this at home, I want to come over and kick it. That's what I'm saying. We need to have a party at your house.
Somebody got a fully stocked bar.
And this is what you need to do. You need to ask the bartender, do you know how to make a zombie? And don't go through and try to tell them how. If they say yes, just take it. It's probably not going to be this. But
you're going to get a glass with somebody's finger in it.
So the zombie, this has light rum, gold rum, dark rum, 151 rum, apricot brandy, orange juice, lime juice, pineapple juice, sugar, crushed ice, orange garnished with an orange slice, and a maraschino cherry.
Sounds like a Jamaican drink or something with all that rum.
That's all rum.
Yeah. Well,
Malibu you could put in there.
That's rum too.
But it's not. Did I say it?
I don't know. I lost track about halfway through that list.
Here you go. It only takes up one page of paper. Anything you have to put sugar, like cane sugar in, but you can't. Like, you should be able to, like, some of this liquid. Orange juice, lime juice, and pineapple juice.
There's some sugar in there.
If you have to put all that in there and then steal some sugar, if you still have to put sugar in after that, that's a problem.
Especially if you're diabetic.
I'm thinking if you're drinking a lot of those, that's a problem.
Oh, this is a headache creator right here. This one right here. You might as well. There should be just Excedrin. It should be on the list. Crushed Excedrin. Just put that in there too.
Ask the bartender for a zombie and a phone to call your boss and tell him you won't be in the next day.
If you're ordering shit like that at a bar, you don't have a job.
I say
at least not one you go to on time.
I say nine or ten of these will probably do you good.
I can guarantee you.
Are you talking about 9 or 10 of those ingredients?
I was thinking, I bet if you're at a bar and you hear somebody ordering a zombie, you're going to hear a woo shortly thereafter.
You think this is a woo maker, huh?
I
think that's it.
I bet even men would woo for that drink.
Depends on the man. Statistics tell us 10% of men would woo for that drink.
Really? I had no idea what the statistics were.
When men do it, it's a Ric Flair. Just a
woo! That's a different kind of woo.
What's the other woo, Jason?
I'm not doing the other woo.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
We need to get those girls that we saw at the Crocodile that one night that were doing the woo girls.
You have to raise your hand in the air and go, woo! That's what you got to do.
Because we saw those two girls at the Hard Rock. Or no, it wasn't the Hard Rock. It was the Crocodile. And I looked at Kristen and I said, that's why guys don't like to party with chicks.
And I said,
this is my nightmare.
I said, that's why I don't like to party with chicks.
All right, so your drink of the week is a zombie.
Yep. Rum, and rum.
And fruit juice.
And
plus
fruit juice
sugar.
And just throw some sugar in there just for shits and giggles.
Light rum, gold rum, dark rum, 151 rum, apricot brandy. Okay, so that's
the brandy.
The brandy.
Those are the liquors. The mixtures, orange juice, lime juice, pineapple juice, and then sugar.
And you pour it from the pitcher you made it in into a glass you can drink out of.
It sounds like a spody almost.
Into crushed ice, garnished with an orange slice and a maraschino cherry.
If you're going to put that much rum in a drink, do you really care about getting your garnish with your orange and the cherry? Is that what you're drinking it for?
After the first one.
Yeah, after the first five or six, you'd probably be like, yo, leave the orange slice off, please.
I can't handle that much nutrition. Give me the rum. I might get a little vitamin C if you throw the orange in there. Just keep it.
Wasn't that an apricot brandy that you you bought that was hanging off the tree?
Pear.
Oh, brandy. That was a pear brandy.
Yes.
Do you remember his face when he ate the pear?
Yes. That was a headache maker also.
If you ever drive by a tree and there's a bunch of bottles hanging from it,
you're either in front of John's house.
They take these. They take a pear tree, and when the pears are little baby pears, they put them in the bottles, and then they tie the bottles around the tree so that the pear grows inside the bottle, and then they make the brandy in the bottle. So there's a full pear inside this bottle, kind of like those ships in the bottle. So you, like, how'd that big ship get in the little bottle?
Oh. They grew them?
They grew the ships in there, yeah. The little baby ships had sex. This is where the little crawfish pecker is. This is the little VJ. Make little crawfish.
I
babies.
Would think that bottle would really like a condom. If you have a hard time making more little baby ships.
How do you think they get small bottles? I'm just saying.
And these are the things that he says out in public. That
I mean, if it don't make sense to you, you just can't understand it. It's your fault. That's edumacated right there.
All right. Let's get back into the music. We've got Dreams Jaded and I Know right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. We just need to... Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Dreams Jaded and I Know. And what do you know, John?
I was trying to think what comedian that was. We were just talking about TED. If you don't know, it's a convention where people come and talk about technology. And I was mentioning one of the guys that talks here a lot. His name's Tyrone. And Jason looked at me, and I was trying to think of what that comedian's name was. I think it was Chris Rock. He was like, "You want your son to be nothing in life? Just name him Tyrone. You can't put that shit on job application and expect to get a job."
And Krista had a good call because I think you're right. I think it was either Macy Gray or it was Erykah Badu. It was one of those two that had a song called "Call Me Tyrone."
I don't know why they were calling him Tyrone.
It was her talking about how you need to call your boys for that shit. Call me for that.
Yeah, don't call me. Call Tyrone.
Anyway, that guy was like a physicist or some shit.
Anthony Breaking Tyrone barriers. Is the name that you threw out there.
Oh, he must have left that off. He must have left Tyrone off on the college application.
So you're saying there's not a lot of Tyrones on college campuses?
Please don't text us emails to call us Tyrones, please.
No, I'm just saying from the Chris Rock comedy.
This is extreme generalization.
From the Chris Rock comedy stand-up, you better be able to run a football if you're named Tyrone and go to college. So
it's according to Chris Rock, not any of us.
Yes, so send your hate mail to Chris Rock, not to us.
Or you can jump on the Facebook page.
Tell John all about it.
Tell
me
about
it
right there. And
just address your hate mail to John because we'll just buy it. Kristen and I just won't read it then.
Jason's tired of reading it and I just won't.
As you're sending me your hate mail and death threats, then just click the like button next to that. And if the like button ain't on that page, find another one. It's on there somewhere. You can cuss me out straight up on my Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
You can tell me you're sorry that I have to sit here next to John every week at KristaCurtis1 on Twitter, CHRISTA Curtis1.
Yeah, you can tell Krista and I about how amazing people we are because we deal with John on a weekly basis.
You better call on Tyrone.
He's heard the song.
Well, auto-tune that shit. Auto-tune me up.
My Twitter is JasonCurtis925. Our email is thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. We don't throw that out there enough. If you've got, if you want to send John your hate mail, send it to that address. If you got songs you want to hear, if you've got any questions you want to hear, go ahead and hit us up there. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Peace out, Tyrone.
High above the tree, down low beneath the sea. Believe me when I say, you can't escape me. You're running out of time, 'cause time devours all, and I'll devour you. You won't have a chance to move. You feel it more than ever. A big stick will be swung at you tonight. Madness that surrounds you can't be compared to what is next in line. I'll leave your son to live so I can fight again, and maybe then he'll. But that's another day. Up high above the tree, down low beneath the sea. Believe me when I
say. You can't escape me. You feel it more than ever. A big stick will be swung at you tonight. The madness that surrounds you can't be compared to what is next in line. The madness that surrounds you.